The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashah is Parashas Behar. In the Parashah in Posuk Yud Dalet, Perek Chofei, states v'chisim krumim kol amisecho ekone miyar amisecho alteinu ishes ochiv, that when one sells something to his friend, actually it's speaking in regards to selling land in Eretz Yisrael, one to the other. Or if he purchases something from his friend, alteinu ishes ochiv, you shall not deceive or harm the other person monetarily, which means that the proper price should be paid. The purchase price should be set for how many years there is left to use this land, because in Eretz Yisrael, when you sell something from your inheritance, so on the Yovel, on the 50th year, it returns to the original owner. If there are many years left before the Yovel, then the price should be a high price. If there are a few years left, then the price should be a lower price. And then the Torah repeats a second time, and it says, that one should not harm the other person. And you shall fear the Lord your God, because I am the Lord your God. And you shall do all of my statutes, you shall fulfill and guard my commandments, and then you will dwell on the land in trust. As we mentioned, it states, Leisainu, that you should not harm one the other, states twice. So Rashi tells us, Rashi says that the first Leisainu refers to harming your friend the moment monetarily. You should not cheat him from his money. The second leisainu, that's a azora, that's a prohibition, kan hiza aleinoz dvorim, that you shall not harm your friend through aleinoz dvorim, through words. And then Rashi gives a few examples. So here we see a source in the Torah that one is not allowed to harm his fellow man with words. And this is the mitzvah which I would like to dwell on this evening. We've spoken about this in the past, but I think it's been a good few years from the last time. This is a mitzvah, a negative commandment, like one of the Tariag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs. And the Rambam brings this in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, and it's also brought in Cheshit Mishpat, Siman Reish Chof Ches, Siv Aleph. Now the Mishnah in the Gemara deals with this in Babetzia Perek Azov, and Daf Nun Ches and Nun Tes. The Mishnah states, "Kishem she'ino b'mekach u'memker, kach ino b'dvorim." Just like we find that one is prohibited to harm his fellow man in money matters, so is one prohibited to harm his fellow man with words. And then he gives a few examples. And then the Gemara, a brice in the Gemara, brings a few more examples, which we will quote. Hoketzad. Imay about tshuva, the person is about tshuva, this means he wasn't, his past was not too good, and now he's done tshuva, and now he's a good Jew. Al yemalei zchor ma'asecha rishayim, you're not allowed to say to him, remember your past. Not allowed to bring up his past to him in a way to hurt him. And if a person does this, then he transgresses this negative commandment. Im haya ben gerim, I'm going to just move a little around the order. It'll be a little clearer. Im haya ger, if he was a ger, a convert, ubo lilmei Torah, and he comes to study Torah, al yema lei pesh ochal nevelus utreifish kotzim v'ramoshim bo lilmei Torah shenemra mipiagvura. Not allowed to say to him, how can you come and learn Torah? There was a time when you used to eat nevelus and treifish, when you would eat all types of non-kosher and impure foods, and now you want to say over the words of Torah with that was given from the mouth of the Almighty. So you're not allowed to do this. And if you do, you transgress the negative commandment. Now, in the first case, we were dealing where you brought up a past of a person which he had a right to be ashamed of, because he was a balavera, he did averas, he did transgressions. So that certainly you're not allowed to do. The second case, you're bringing up the past of a person that there was really, he did nothing wrong. When he was a non-Jew, he wasn't doing anything wrong, especially if he kept the seven mitzvahs which a non-Jew was commanded in. He's doing nothing wrong. There's no commandment for a non-Jew to be a Jew. So there, you're not mentioning a past which he had, or acts which he had no right to do. Still you're not allowed to. Still this is bechlal delav, this is inclusive in the negative commandment, because through this you hurt him. Now there's a third case. Im haya ben ger, im al yemalei zechor ma'asa b'secho. What happens if he himself is not a convert, but his father was a convert? So he's a ben ger, he's the son of a convert. And you bring up his past and you say that we know where you came from. We know what your father was, what your grandfather was. Now this, here you're doing even less, because you're not mentioning his past at all, his immediate past. He was born a Jew. It was his father who converted. You're mentioning the past of his father. So I would think that there's nothing wrong with that. That also you're not allowed to do. That's also inclusive in the negative commandment. Then there's a fourth case. Im hoyu yisurin bayinolov, im hoyu chaloyim bayinolov, o shehoyu makaveres bonov. If a person is suffering, he's having all types of reverses, misfortunes. He loses money, whatever it might be, or chaloyim bayinolov. He becomes very sick. Or cholilum mekaveres bonov, he's burying his sons. Al yemalei kederek shomro lechaverav leiyuv. Then a person is not allowed to say to him, like the colleagues of Iyuv said to Iyuv, that if you feared the Almighty in the way it was proper, this won't have happened to you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do this to people who fear him. Now here we come even to a lesser degree of eino, of where you're harming someone, because you're not saying for sure he did something wrong, like in the previous cases. We're just implying that it could be. Why are all of these things coming upon you? So there's the possibility, because your conduct in the past was not as proper as it should have been. So you're implying there's the possibility this is why. This also one is not allowed to do. This is important. A person is suffering, or a person has losses. You're not allowed to say to him that perhaps it was the averus which caused this. So that's the fourth case. Now we have a fifth case. Im haya chamori mevakshim tfur mimena leyem aleihem lechuei tzopleini shumeche tfur v'yedeh b'shelemocha me'elem. If merchants come, grain merchants come into the city, and they ask, where can we find grain? We want to buy grain. So you send them, and you say that if you go to that neighborhood, there's a man there by such and such a name. He's a grain merchant. Go see him. But in reality, he's not. So why did you tell them this? You just wanted to play a joke on them. You wanted to be Matzaya them. You wanted to give them a difficult time. You sent them on a false trail. Now here you're not bringing up their past like you did by the Baal Tshuva. And you're not hurting them like you did to the one who's suffering and saying, this is why you're suffering. But it's merely tarbi almo, you're causing them some extra trouble. You're playing a practical joke on them. You're sending them to someone who never sells grain to go ask them if he sells grain. This also is bechlal de lav, not allowed to do it. Ketzad, this is the lav aleishenu. To play a practical joke on a person to the point where it causes him tsar, it causes him anguish, this also is in the category of this commandment. Then there's a sixth case. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Af lo yit le'eno v'ala mekech b'sho she'en le'idomim sh'arei hadov amosu le'leiv. Yehuda says even more. And this is something which is already something which we would call an edela. It's a very delicate situation. You're not allowed to come into a shop and look at something as if you're going to buy it when you don't have the money to buy it and you know you're not going to buy it. Or if a man wants to sell a car, you're not allowed to look at that car with interest as if you'll buy it, but meanwhile there's no chance you'll buy it. Why? See, so this is even a lesser degree. You're not causing them harm, you're not bringing up a bad past. But what are you doing? You're getting his hopes up falsely. When he sees a customer comes in and he sees he's looking at the item and he's very interested and so forth, so you're raising his hopes of a successful sale. And meanwhile it's false. So you're setting him up for a great disappointment. Now there you might say, what did I do? This also is Bechal de Leisaseh. This is inclusive in the negative commandment of Leisainu, which you're not allowed to cause harm to another man. So in other words, Leisainu means that you're not allowed to cause an emotional hurt to another person almost under any circumstances, unless the Torah permitted it. But otherwise, not allowed almost any under any circumstances to cause an emotional hurt to a person through your words or even through your actions. In this last case, really the Gemara doesn't say words were mentioned. Probably they were, but what he mainly did, that he was looking at the item with an intent, with a look that led one to believe that he wanted to buy it. So these are the various facets, aspects of Leisenu. What is the seriousness of the Aveira? Now, unfortunately, popular belief and Torah belief doesn't always go hand in hand. When it comes to hurting someone with a word, the world in general does not attribute too much seriousness to this. And every day people are hurting everyone else by words that they say or by words that they write or by their actions. So one would think that this is from the mitzvah's palace, from the more lenient, lighter mitzvahs. When it comes to other mitzvahs, the other negative commandments, like eating the velis, the treifas, that you're not allowed to eat something that's not kosher, or so forth, those are mitzvahs, hamurais, those are very severe mitzvahs. The truth of the matter is just to the converse. Let's see what the Gemara says on this. The Gemara says, Omer Abyechnon Mishum Ripshimen Ben Yechoy. Rabbi Yechanan says, in the name of the great Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the greatest Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. Godlei nos dvorim, mei nos momen. Harming a person with a word is greater than harming him in money. It's greater than taking away his money. Shezeh ne'amar bo v'yoreisim alekecho, v'zeh lei ne'amar bo v'yoreisim alekecho. Because when it comes to harm him with words, so in the posuk that we quoted, it states, v'yoreisim alekecho, you shall fear your God. When it comes to cheating a person in money, there it doesn't say you shall fear God. Reb Lezer adds, zeh begufa v'zeh b'mamayna. When you hurt someone by taking money from him, you're not hurting him, you're hurting his possessions. But when you harm someone with words, you are hurting him. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni omar, zeh niten lishoven v'zeh lei niten lishoven. Shmuel ben Achmeni said, when you take money from someone, it's possible to rectify it, you can return it. When you hurt someone with words, you cannot rectify it. Because the hurt was done and there's nothing that can be done about it. You can be mafias and you can make him feel better afterwards, but that hurt was there. And that cannot be rectified. So here the Gemara mentions three things why Einoz Dvorim is more severe than Einoz Mammon. Because here it states, V'yareisim alekecho, you shall fear your Lord, your God, and by Mammon, by money, it doesn't say that. Zeh begufei zeh b'mamano. When it comes to hurting a person emotionally or mentally, you are hurting he himself, while if you take his money, you're hurting, harming only his possessions. And zeh nitn l'shoven, when you take money, you can return it. But if you hurt someone, you cannot return it. Now the Maral says in his Mesiv Avas Rea, in the Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, why is it this way? Because a person has possessions, a person has a physical body, and a person has a nefesh. The nefesh is the life and the soul which he was given. If you take money from him, you're harming his possessions. If you strike him physically, you're harming his body. But when you hurt him emotionally, there you're going deeper. You're going into the nefesh of Adam. There you're striking at the heart of the person, at the soul of the person. And that's why it is so chomer, that's why it is so severe. You're not striking at his possessions, you're not striking at his body. But you're striking at the soul of the person, the nefesh. And it states that the nefesh al Adam is guarded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And this is why it says, V'yoreisim alekecho, you shall fear the Lord your God. When it comes to dealing with his possessions, so there, you're not dealing directly with the Almighty. But when it comes to dealing with his body, you're not dealing directly with the Almighty. When it comes to dealing with his nefesh, and the nefesh shel Adam is in the hands of the Almighty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Leisainu, do not harm him, v'yoreisim alekecho, you shall fear the Lord your God, because that is my business. You are confronting me. Now we'll be able to understand something else when we see how severe this avera is. The Gemara brings Omer Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer says, Miyayin Shenechra Beis HaMikdosh Ninolu Sharei Tfila. Once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, the gates of Tfila, the gates of prayer, became closed. Beis HaMikdosh had a power, had a tremendous power of tefillah. Gave the opportunity of prayer to a person. Because that was the Shara Shemaim, when Yaakov Avinu slept in Beis El. So he says, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim, is there Shara Shemaim? These are the gateway to heaven. And when you come to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gateways to heaven have to be opened. And this is what the Beis HaMikdosh did. Once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, the gateways to heaven became closed. And he brings a pasuk from Echo. Some tfilosi, that even when I cry out to Hashem, the tfilo, my prayers are unanswered. But even though the gates to heaven are closed, the gates of tears are not closed. The gates of tears, the gates which are opened by tears of a person who has been hurt deeply, those gates are not closed. Gates that are opened by prayer are closed. Gates that are opened by the tears that come from a person who was ma'una, who was hurt, those gates are not closed. This is what Reb Lozer says. Then he brings a posuk from Tehillim on it. Shma tfilosi Hashem v'shavosi hazino el dimosi al techrash. The Dovid HaMelech said that when I cry out to you with my tears, you will not close your ears. And the Gemara then says, Omer of Chizdo, Kol ha-sho'orim ninolim chutz mishari ayno. All of the gates are closed, except the gates which become open through the cries of one who was emotionally hurt. All the gates to heaven are closed, except Shari Eino, the one who cries out because of the bitterness of his heart, that he was hurt. Omer Blozer, Akol Nifra Biyad Shliach Chutz Me'Eino. Then the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to demand, to extract payment for Averus, so he always does it through a shliach. He sends a shliach, he sends an emissary. Hakol nifra biyad shliach, chutz me'ayno, with the exception of Eino. With the exception when he's coming to extract payment for the Avera of Eino, where one person harmed his fellow man through Eino, through words. As it states, v'yotcha onoch. See, here the Gemara mentions that the Shari Eino, the gates which are opened up through the bitterness of a person that was hurt, afflicted by others, by Eino, that bitterness, those tears, rise higher than all others. And it angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, because all the time he avenges through a shliach, through an emissary. But when it comes to this, he himself takes revenge. If Reuben afflicts Shimon in this manner, then he doesn't send a shliach, he doesn't send an emissary, but he himself revenges. Now why is this? So on this the Baral explains, because here we're dealing with the nefesh and the soul of the person. We're dealing with the innermost part of the person. And this is the Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim, the image of the Almighty. And there's nothing higher than the image of the Almighty. The greatest creation of the world is the image which he gave to man. This is the greatest creation of the world. Like it says in the creation, first the Almighty created the light, he created the other elements, he created the vegetation, and he created the insects, and he created the birds and the fish and the animals and so forth, till he came to man. And when he came to man, he told the angels, let's make a man, Naso Odom, Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, who's in our image. He was referring to his own, because the angels were not given this image. So man was given an image which is the greatest of all creations. And when a person harms another man, afflicts another man in this way, he is harming that image. And that's why we said, it states, V'yoreisu melekecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you better watch out. If you come and you're going to harm another man in this way, you better fear me, because you're harming the Tzelem Elokim. And the Tzelem Elokim stands higher than any other creation. And because of that, there's nothing higher than it. When it comes to prayer, prayer reaches so high, but there's times when it cannot go higher. But when it comes to the Tzelem Elokim itself, then this is right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it's a cry from the Tzelem Elokim, this will reach all heights and nothing will stop it. The mitzvah of Einor that we were referring to refers to all people. Not allowed to afflict anyone. But with some people, we have to show even extra care. The Gemara brings Omar Rav. Rav said, "La'elam ye'odam zoye be'ineis ishtay." A person must take extra care when it comes to hurting his wife with words. Shemitech shedimosei metsuyo, because since her tears are very close, einosei kreva. So her einor, the affliction that she will have, is even greater. And Rashi says that since he says, "Beinoz dvorim letzare," you must be careful not to cause anguish with your words to your wife, because they know say kreva love, since her hurt is closer to come. Pranias einosei memahai love. So the ramifications from that, which will come from Shemayim, are also closer. Therefore, a person must be very careful with this. And the Maral explains why. Because since she is tachas reshusei shel bailo, since she is in the domain and the possession of her husband, so therefore words that come from him are going to serve greater consequence and are going to have a greater force of gravity on her than on a stranger. At the same time, he says he chashuva bifnei atzma. She's an entity on her own. So therefore, this causes the words of her husband to a wife to go even deeper than two friends or two strangers. Therefore, a person must be very careful with this. And in general, a man must be very careful to eliminate all types of kitoto, all types of quarrels and faribel from the household, and also to remove obstacles in the household which causes this, because this brings churban habayis. This brings destruction to the home. And a man must be very careful. And so must a woman. We live in a time today when we see tremendous amount of churban, tremendous amount of destructions in society, in homes, in children, and so forth and so on. We live in a time of unrest and upheaval. It affects all facets of life. And a man has to know, a man and a woman have to know, that this they must place as their top priority. Shalom Bayis is priority number one. Without Shalom Bayis, they will go no further. And this is in the view of the Torah. We don't have time to go into this at length. We've done it at other times. But what's relevant here? Because once there's ketota, once there's quarrel, once there's unrest, there's faribel in the house, then this shakes the very foundations of the house. And from there, kol minero, all types of churban, all types of destruction comes. Therefore, a person must be very careful the way he speaks to his wife. He has to speak to her differently than he speaks to other people, for the reasons we mentioned. And he must also be very careful to remove obstacles from the house that will cause such things. And the Gemara therefore brings another statement. States Rama Rav Chinan Bar Papa La'ilam Ye'odam Zoye B'tfu B'seich Beisoy. Chinan Bar Papa says, person shouldn't squander his money. Why shouldn't he? What does this have to do with what we're speaking about? He should guard his money. He should spend it. He shouldn't be a kamsin where he never opens his hands. But he shouldn't squander it unnecessarily. Because if he'll squander it unnecessarily, there'll come a time when there's not enough in the house. And Rav Chinan Bar Papa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shein Mariva Matsuya Besef Besi Shalod Belal Iskei Tfuah. One of the greatest reasons why quarrel comes into the home is because there's not enough to eat, or there's not enough to go around. This is a great prerequisite to unrest in the home. And therefore, it's the husband's obligation to make sure that money is not squandered and spent without reason. Because when times are tight and is short, this lets the sultan into the house. This creates the stage for unrest and quarrel. He brings a posuk. States Shenemar Asom, it's a posuk in Tehillim Asom Gvulek Sholom Chelev Chitim Yazbi Eich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings peace to your boundaries. Chelev Chitim Yazbi Eich. When does he do that? When there is enough wheat to satisfy you. In other words, when there's enough wheat to satisfy one, then that's a premise for peace. When there's not enough, that's a premise for machlekes. Therefore, a person, it says, Leilam Yezoyevet Fosay. A person must be careful in his house not to squander unnecessarily. Then the Gemara brings another one. He says, Hainu Damri Inshi. He says, this is what people say, Ki Mishalim Sari Mikado, Nakish Vosi Tigre Bebeso. When the grain barrel becomes empty, if you have a full barrel and you knock it, it doesn't make any noise. When you have an empty barrel and you knock it, then it makes a big noise. This is what people say. When the grain barrel becomes empty, you'll hear a big noise. Not only in the barrel, but in the house. See? It will cause tigra. It will becomes a foundation for machlekes. And then the Gemara brings here also the Omarav. Elam ye odem zeyevich veid ishtay. A person should be very careful to honor his wife. Sheim brocha metzuyah b'seich beis shalodem elav ishvil ishtay. Because brocha comes to a person's house through his wife. Shenemal ul Avram heitiv ba'avura. It says by Avraham and Sarah, by Abraham and Sarah, this is by Parai, that when Parai took Sarah, and then he realized that it was Avram's wife and he returned her, so he sent all types of gifts to Avraham. And it states, Heitiv Bavura, that to Avraham, Brocha came because of Sarah. So the Gemara learns from here that one of the Shoroshim, one of the sources of Brocha in a person's house, is his wife. So therefore you must take good care of your wife. And this is what Rava would say to the Bnei Machuza. Rava lived in a town in Bavel which was called Machuza. So this is what Rava instructed the people of Machuza. He said, honor your wives in order that you should become wealthy. If you want to become wealthy, honor your wives. The Rambam brings, on this note, the Rambam brings in Hilchas Ishus.
And this is important all of the time, especially in our times. In Perek Tes Vov, Halacha Yutes and Halacha Chof. In Hilchus Ishus, the Rambam writes, V'chein Sivu Chachomim. Our sages have commanded, Shia Odem Mechabedes Ishta Yesem Megufei. That a person should honor his wife more than his own self. V'ohavo Kigufei. And he should love his wife like himself. This is a Gemara in Yevomas and Afsamach Beis Omid Beis. What states are Eves Ishti Kigufei Umechabde Yesem Megufei. A person must honor his wife more than himself, and he must love his wife like himself. And he should honor her in accordance to his wealth. If he has a little money, then he has to honor her accordingly. What happens if he's very wealthy? Then he shouldn't say, like some people say, the fact that I'm very wealthy, that's my business. What does that have to do with her? No. He must honor her in accordance to his wealth. That means, if he becomes wealthy, then he has to honor her more accordingly. He's not allowed to cast over her an unnecessary amount of fear. And he should always speak to her softly and kindly. And he should not go around depressed. He shouldn't go around the house depressed, where he casts into the house a melancholy atmosphere. Or with anger, where he casts into the house an atmosphere of anger. This is in regards to the man to the woman. The same is in regards from the woman to the man. And so have our sages commanded that a wife must honor her husband to a great extent. And she should have a great awe and respect for him. And everything that she does should be in accordance to what he says, in accordance to his will. And he should be in her eyes like a prince or a king. And she should walk in all of his desires. And she should see to eliminate from the house everything that he does not desire. When the Rambam concludes, these are the ways of the daughters of Israel and of the sons of Israel. Hakadoshim v'hatorim bezivugan, in regards to their holiness and purity of marriage. Ubedrochim elu yeh yeshuven noya umeshubach. And if the man fulfills his responsibilities in this way, and if a woman fulfills her responsibilities in this way, then their house, their dwelling, will be beautiful and praiseworthy. Unfortunately, in the societies that we live today, we don't find too much of this. And this is why we have so much churban, so much devastation. The Hagos Maimonides brings here from Tana de Bei Eliyahu. Tana de Bei Eliyahu, this is a medrash, by Yoel, she was the great woman who defeated, it was through her a victory came to call Israel. She was the one who killed Sisera. And victory was brought to all of Israel. So the Medrash says, what did she do in order to be Zeicher? In order to merit such a great schust, such a place in Jewish history? She bossed Shua G'day La Yoda, Omru Ishik Sheira Ha'isa. She was an Ishik Sheira, the Eisa Ritzain Bailo. She always was interested in fulfilling the desires of her husband. Mikan Omru Ein Lachok Sheira Benoshim Ele Isha She Eisa Ritzain Bailo. From here the sages say that the greatest merit, what's the greatest merit in a woman? See, today you ask what is the greatest merit in a woman, you'll get all kind of answers. Someone tell you, it depends how many degrees she has, or it depends how many books she's written, or so forth and so on, or how much money she makes. That's not what the Chazal say. Yoel's greatness was because she was Eser at Saint Bailo. Her whole desire was to fulfill the will of her husband. So this is what the Chazal say in regards to Einor's Ishtay. Another specific case in regards to Einor, Aktanim. Unfortunately, many of us feel that if a person is a cotton, if a person is a little boy or a little girl, or children who are in the house, you're allowed to say anything to them. You're allowed to afflict them with your words. You're allowed to insult them, right? Because they're just kids. In the Chinuch, in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, the Sefer HaChinuch brings that one must be careful the way he speaks to Ketanim also, to children also. Are many times we must rebuke them. We're obligated to rebuke them. A person is not allowed not to rebuke them. But he says it must be done, though, in accordance to the Midah. It must be done in accordance to the proper measure and the proper time and place. And you must be careful not to afflict children or others who are in your home also. And the Minchas Chinuch says that he does not see why Ketanim should not be inclusive in the same negative commandment. According to his opinion, you afflict a minor, or even your own children, unnecessarily, you'll also be transgressing this negative commandment. Because this is something that a person has to be very careful of. And then, there are others that the Torah has cautioned us doubly so, that we must not inflict or insult. And those are who are known as we call the umlolim, people who are beleaguered, people who are carrying an extra amount of load on their shoulders. For example, the Gemara says an almona, ger v'yosum, leisanun, a widow, or an orphan, or a convert. And this refers to anyone in such a state, because the aveira of Einor is in accordance to how deep the Einor goes, to how great the hurt is. And by these people, because of their low spirits, so the hurt will be greater. Therefore the Torah tells us that almona ger v'yosam, a widow or a convert or an orphan, you must be very careful with. And if you are ma'ana, if you insult or hurt these type of people, there are extra loving, more commandments that one transgresses. And the Torah takes a very radical stand. It states that when someone hurts these people, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will take my sword and I will kill them. He takes revenge personally. And this is in regards, therefore, how one must speak also to other people who are in such a state. A chole, someone who's very sick. And any word can upset him. Or someone who has just gone through a crisis. This all must be taken into consideration. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos in Perek Tfilas HaShachar Davchof Chesamad Beis states, Tone Rabbonah, a rabbi's taught, Kishechol Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer became sick, Niknusu Talmidov Levakre, his disciples came in to visit him. Omru Lei, and they said to him, Rebbe, Lamdeinu Orches Chayim. Rebbe, they saw that he was very sick and looked like he was going to leave the world, and they wanted to get some instruction from him. So they said, Rebbe, teach us the ways of life. V'nizke bohem l'chaye olam habo. Teach us the ways of life in order that we also should be zeche to the world to come. So Amalehem, he told them three things. Three things he told them. First, Izaru b'chveit chavreichem. Be very careful when it comes to the honor of your friends. Secondly, k'shatem mispalalim, deal if nimiatem mispalalim. When you daven, when you pray, know who before whom you're praying. And save your children from a lot of confusion and anguish, and send them, place them between the knees of the Talmidei Chachomim. Ubishvil kach tisku lechai elam habo, and because of this, through this, you will be zeichet to olam habo. Now we're interested in the first statement he said. The first was Izaru b'chveit chavreichem. Be very careful when it comes to the honor of your friends. How one should treat another person. And through this you'll be zeichet Eilam Abo. Now why does this have to do with Eilam Abo? That's one Gemara. There's another Gemara in our sugya here that we're studying now. The Gemara says Toni Tanaka made it of Nachma Yitzchok. They learned before the Nachma Yitzchok, Kol Amalbim b'nei Chaveir b'Rabim ki l'shefech domim. Whoever causes a person's face to go pale, to go white, publicly, if a person embarrasses another person to the point where ki l'shefech domim, then it's as if you have spilled blood. This is what they said in front of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok answered, he said, Omalei Shapir Koamert. He says, what you're saying is very right. Why? The Chazina Lei Dozel Sumke Vose Chavora. Because we see all the redness of his face drains and the whiteness comes in. So you're spilling his blood. You're taking his blood away from him. Taisha says, if that's the case, why does it become red first? He says, Masha Madi Mitchila Lefisha Adomi Mis Aspin Livrayach. When you embarrass someone, so first he becomes red. He says, that's because all the blood is gathering there. It's gathering together and it's going to leave. And then it becomes white, it becomes pale. The blood is leaving. So it's Kilo Shefik Dom. Then the Gemara brings that Amalbim v'nei chaveire b'rabim. If someone does this, see, ein lechelek le'elam abo. He loses, chalilo, he can lose his portion in the world to come. So we see that when Eliezer gave instruction to his Talmidim, he said, you want to be zeichet le'elam abo, you want a portion to world in the world to come, then be very careful how you deal with the honor of your friends. The Gemara says, now, you want to lose a portion in the world to come. This comes from publicly embarrassing a person, which is the ultimate in Eino. See, it's the ultimate in insult. What's the explanation of this? Baral tells us something very deep, very beautiful. And it says to do what we mentioned before. The greatest creation is man, and the greatest element of man is the Tzelem Elokim, that he was created in the image of Hashem. This Tzelem Elokim, this image, is a light. This is a light which comes down from the Almighty into man. This is why the Gemara says, Chokhmas Odom Teir Ponov. The wisdom of a person radiates from his face. The wisdom of Torah. This radiation that comes from his face, this is the Tzelem Elokim. This is the soul in man which creates the image of the Almighty, which the Almighty gave to man and to no one else, not even to the angels. Nasa Odom Bitz Kidmusenu b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. This is why we see when man dies, instantly he becomes a ghastly pale. Within an instant that the soul leaves the body, he becomes a ghastly pale, because the Tzelem Elohim, the image of Hashem, has departed. The Gemara brings, we've gone into this at length, which we cannot do now, but the Gemara brings, in Baba Basra, when one of the Tanoim went into Moras Machpelah, the cave of Machpelah, and he went down and he wanted to see Odom Arishon, the first man. And when he came out, he said, "What did you see?" He said, "I saw the heels of his feet, and the light that came from the heels of his feet were kishtei galgal echama, were like two suns." The light which comes from the sun, it was like two suns. Now the heel is this furthest from the face. The ponim has the most light and the heel has the least. Heel is usually covered. And the Tzelem, the image which was given to Adam Arishon, to the first man, was so great, the radiance of this heel was like the radiance of the sun. And this is why the Gemara says also, the Gemara says that we find that when a person has to come on to others, when a person has to come on to others, he has to go to others to borrow money, or come on to others for great favors, it says, ponim nishtamesh. His face drops. See? His face drops. He loses his radiance. Why? Because the Tzelem Elohim makes him like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Ki Musenu, like us. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king. This is how he made man, to be a king. This is why man is upright and all other creations bow down. And when a man has to come on to other people, so this is a weakness in the Malchus, this is a weakness in his empire. And this weakens the image of the man, the image of Hashem that's in man. And therefore, ponim nishtanes, his face falls. He loses his radiance. So this gives us a little idea of what the Tzelem Elohim is. The closer a person comes to Tzelem Elohim, to the image of Hashem, the closer he'll be to Olam Haba, to the world to come. Why? Because Olam Haba is above everything else. And the image of Hashem is above everything else. The further he's away from the image of Hashem, the further he's away from Olam Haba. Therefore, Reb Lezer told his Talmidim, do you want Olam Haba, world to come? Then you must come close to the Tzelem Elohim, to the image of Hashem. And this is why we are obligated to honor our fellow man. Why are we obligated to honor our fellow man? Because in a man is the Tzelem Elohim, the image of Hashem. Avraham was speaking to Hashem himself. And when he saw strangers coming, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, please wait for me. I must go take care of the strangers. Here, that's a chutzpah. What kind of talk is that? Speaking to the Almighty, and he tells the Almighty to wait. I have to go take care of the strangers. And the Gemara says, from here we see that Godel Kabbalas Pnei Aorchim mi Kabbalas Pnei Ashkina. That it's greater to give honor to wayfarers than to give honor to the Almighty. This is what the Gemara says from there. How can that be? The Maral says, because why should you give honor to another man? Why? The reason why you should give honor to another man, ki b'tzelem elekim osa, because he's made in the image of the Almighty. And therefore, when you're honoring another man, you are honoring the Almighty. This means as follows. If someone gives honor to another man, he is seen the image of the Almighty in the other man. So he's not only honoring man, he's honoring the Tzelem Elohim. When the honor of fellow people, of colleagues, means nothing to you, that means that you have no closeness, you have no cognizance of the image of the Almighty. It means nothing to you, and you're matcher, and therefore you reject it. So therefore Rabbi Elazar told his Talmidim, the first thing you must do, he said, this is what he told them before he was dying, the first thing you must do is you want to be a tzaddik, you want righteousness, you want the world to come, you want to be frum. The first thing you must do is izaru b'chayt chavreichem, honor your fellow man. If you honor your fellow man, this means you are recognizing in him the Tzelem Elohim. When you come close and honor the image of Hashem, you're coming close to the greatest creation which is beyond this world. And that's the level of Olam Haba. That's the level of the world to come. And that way you'll be zeichet to the world to come. What happens if the converse? You go to the point where you destroy the Tzelem Elohim. How do you destroy the Tzelem Elohim? You insult a person to the point where he becomes white, he becomes pale. Malbin es penei chaveiro barabim. You publicly embarrass him. He says, why is he becoming pale? Why does that happen to the person? Because you are, it's as if you're snuffing out a candle. This light that's in man, this is a candle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you insult him to the point where you extinguish the light, you have killed the Tzelem Elohim. You have chased away the Tzelem Elohim from that creation. He says, that's what the Gemara means. He says, Lefi Pshutai, the simple Pshat, the simple meaning in the Gemara that it says, Ozul Sumke V'Osi Chivura, that the redness goes out and the white comes in, the simple meaning is the blood. He says, but there's a deeper meaning. He didn't mean simply the blood. He meant that the redness goes out, and in the redness is the radiance. That's the light. And comes the paleness, which comes from the lack of the light, which means that you were magadish, you chased the Tzelem Elohim out of that person for that moment. This is why you're shefech dam. This is why you spilled blood. Why? It says something very profound. In the parsha of Noach, where there HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, and he told Noach that you are allowed to eat from all of the meat of the animals. This was not given, this was not permitted to Adam HaRishon, to the first man, but to Noah after the flood. But he says, that doesn't mean that you can go kill a man for food. Shefech dam ha'odam ba'odam yishofech. Dam yishofech. If you kill a man, you spill his blood, then your blood will be spilled. This is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, and he says, why? Ki betzelem elakim oso esa odam. Because I have made him in the image of the Almighty. So there it tells us explicitly why, what is wrong with murder. The reason why murder is the cardinal crime, shefech dam ha'odam, dam yishofech, because you killed man, your blood shall be spilled. Ki betzelem elokim oso esa odam, because I made him in the image of the Almighty. You have destroyed the image of my image, which I have given to man. You see in what kind of world we live today, where murder is done through the, in the world at large. What is murder? One person, 100 people, thousands of people, millions of people, that means nothing. And people can sit and watch television and videos for hours after hours and watch murder. Not only do they watch murder, they entertain themselves with it. It's marketed. Not only do they entertain themselves, they buy it. Once mentioned many times from Ramesh Feinstein, Zichrein al-Rocha, that one time an actor once came to him, who was Shemri Shabbos, and he asked him shailas, that sometimes he has to act on the stage on Shabbos, and he's got a problem with putting on makeup. So he asked him shailas if it could be done through goyim, through non-Jews, and so forth and so on. So Ramesha answered the shailas, the questions, but then he writes, he says he doesn't see how someone who's frum, someone who's dati, can be part of the movie or acting industry. He says it doesn't go together. And he gave one reason why, not reasons that everybody else gives. He gives the reason, he says, because the mitzvah hachamura, the karno avera of murder, he says, by them is entertainment. They make an entertainment from it. Shaharei may killing the mitzvah chamura shel retzicha. How can it go hand in hand? But you see how far we are from normalcy. If Hollywood and Broadway produces it, that means it's being bought. And in a television or a program or a video, there can be a dozen, two dozen murders easy. We do not recognize the Tzelem Elokim in a person. That's why doctors can come up with all kinds of theories. What's wrong with abortion? What's wrong with this and that and so on? There's no difference between man and a machine. This is what the Gemara says. That when you destroy the image of the Almighty, that's retzicha, that's murder. That's shfichas dam, that's the spilling of blood. And there's two ways you can do that. You can destroy him physically to the point where you drive out an neshama, where the soul must leave, and he's dead. Or you can drive out that light from him while he's still alive. And that's also shefech dam, that's also murder. How? Hamalbin espenei chaver berabim. Kilu shefech dam. That if you embarrass someone to the point where he becomes pale, then you have been shefech dam, you have spilled blood. Because we see that he becomes pale, the light goes away from him. It's momentarily. But the light has gone away, you have snuffed out the image of Hashem in him. You're a shefik dam. And this is just the opposite now of honoring your fellow man. Therefore the Gemara says, Ein lechelek leilam habo. You reject and you step on the image of the Almighty, then what do you have to do with the world to come? It's a different world. You want world to come, then you must be very careful with the honor of your fellow man. That's the first thing. Because then you are honoring him. Why? Because you see the image of the Almighty, you see the Almighty in him. So you're coming to the highest level in the world, you're coming close to world to come. This is what the Gemara tells us. So these are a few statements from the Chazal when it comes to the mitzvah of Eino Leiseinu, which states twice in our parsha. One, the first one is regarding to harming someone monetarily. The second one is in regards to harming him with your words, insulting him or hurting him or harming him emotionally. It's a negative commandment, and as we see, it's from the very, very severe negative commandments that a person must be very, very careful of. Especially because it's something that takes place all the time, interaction with people we have all of the time. And we're always talking with each other and interacting with each other. And therefore these are halachos that one must constantly learn to be aware of. We should be zecher to strengthen ourselves to fulfill this mitzvah and be from those who will be zeicher in Eilam Habo.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.